Welcome to Big Fat Positive with Shauna and Laura. On this 200th episode, we have our weekly check-ins. We have a very, very special segment where we blind react to our very first episode, and we hear from our kids a little bit, and we close with our BFPs and BFNs. Let's get started. Hello, everybody. This is episode 200.
Wah, wah! That's an appropriate celebration, right?
Yeah, yeah. Definitely just some like stock sound effects for our 200th episode. It's what our listeners have come to expect from Big Fat Positive.
Yes, yes.
No, but seriously, Shauna.
Yes, it's exciting.
It is exciting. I'm mustering up the energy to be excited. I feel like I am very excited and very proud of us, but also I'm still a sleep-deprived mom, you know? Like, it's one of those things where I have all these, like, visions how if I was doing this without small children relying on me so much, I might, like, you know, we might have, like, done something super special and, like, had a party or, I don't know.
Yeah.
Celebrated in some way other than like squeezing our recording session in as usual. But we are sleep deprived moms. And we should consider it a win that we're here recording, as far as I'm concerned.
Yes. Yes, absolutely. You know what's crazy about 200 episodes is it's very easy for me to do the math and figure out how many weeks like Cece has been like a being in the world because I was, 11 or 12 weeks pregnant? Maybe I can't do the math. But let's say it was 12 weeks pregnant when we started the show. So she's been a being in the world for 212 weeks, right?
Are you counting in utero?
Yes.
Oh, okay. Got it. Yes, yes, yes. That was my question. Yeah. Yes. Well, the problem is you're counting the 2 weeks that like were between your period and ovulation. So it's like more like 210.
Yeah, I guess so. Yeah. And things are kind of weird for me too anyway because she was transferred into my body when the embryo was a week old and blah, blah, blah. So you know what? Scratch that. We're off to a good start.
You heard it here first, listeners. No, but I mean, it's true. Like, even if it's just a little bit rougher, you know, there's a week give or take. It's still, it's a little milestone because, yeah, this podcast is completely linked to our children. So,
yeah.
Yeah. I know. I'm thinking about it. I'm like 200 weeks. Like, I've been talking about Augie for 200 weeks.
Wow. That's a lot.
It is a lot. So, on this 200th week of discussion, we are going to do short check-ins and we're going to have a fun special segment coming up. But first, I just want to hear what your little check-in is for this week because we didn't want to veer too far from our usual structure. I know our listeners enjoy the fact that you know what's coming. You can feel comfort in knowing that we always have our three segments no matter what. So let's hear your check-in, Shauna. What is happening on this 200th week?
And plus, we don't want to skip a check-in because then everyone will be like, what happened in Cece's 212th week of existence? I mean, everyone would be left wanting.
I mean, so here they would be bereft. Bereft.
Yes.
So tell us what we're missing or not missing now.
Okay. Well, it starts with a stumper of a question. What do you think happened to Cece after her first week of preschool?
She got sick.
Yeah, ding, yep. Ding, ding, ding. Of course. Her first week back in the world with children and, not wearing masks. And she didn't get COVID, thank goodness, but she did get a fever and was sick for a few days and then missed Monday. And it made the rounds through our house. I missed a day of work. Elle missed a day of school. Cece missed a day of school. Somehow Steve managed to evade all of it. I think he was like pumping extra vitamin C or something. I don't know. He stayed well. And that's pretty much it for this week. She did go back to school on Tuesday and had just a fine week. Like, she's really easing into preschool and drop-offs are getting better. And
that's awesome.
Pretty much it. Yeah. So I'll just keep it at that for our 200th episode so we can kind of move on to the fun stuff.
Okay. Sounds good.
Yeah. What about you guys? What's going on in your world?
Okay, so I'm also going to keep it short, but mine is renovation related. We just have a couple big milestones from this week, which are the cabinets are in. That's a big one. The kitchen cabinets.
Okay, that's good.
Yes, very good. Very important. We can use the toilet in our master bathroom again.
Yay.
So no more creeping into the hallway and like trying to sneak past the cat litter and stuff in the middle of the night. So that's a big plus.
Truthfully, did you ever consider just putting a bucket in the corner of your bedroom so you didn't have to do the tiptoe routine?
No, honestly, it never came to mind.
Ah, okay. Well, you just need me for these big ideas, Laura.
I mean, you know, if I was pregnant, 100%, but I don't have to pee that much in the middle of the night. So
that's good.
Too big of a deal. And yeah, it's just that the end is in sight with the reno. Like the big items are starting to get checked off the list. So hopefully we will be, you know, done with it sooner than later. So that's very exciting. And then my other just little piece of check-in is just something cute that Augie's doing these days that I had to share. And I'm sure it's not unique to him. In fact, it just sounds very stereotypically kid-like. But he is doing this thing now where he's like, watch this, mama. And then we'll like just do something. But he like is insisting that we need to watch him do all this stuff. And like the one that really got me the other day was we were at dinner and he sits across the table from Sebastian and they're in like they're both in their like Stokey Trip Trap high chairs because we're, you know, bougie or whatever. And he's standing there and he goes, watch this, mama. And he just like wiggles. He just like wiggles and dances with his arms up. And then I looked over to Sebastian and he totally copied him.
Oh, cute.
And they just like kind of went back and forth doing this like wiggle dance at each other for a couple minutes. And it was so cute. And I was just like, I will watch you do whatever. Like, I love, you know, when he's like, watch this, mama. And then he just like squeezes his cheeks together or something. I'm like, yeah. But I love it. I like never thought that would be as entertaining as it is, but it is super entertaining to me.
That's really cute. Yes. Just wait until like he asks you to watch that same exact movement for the 200th time in a row. And you're like, oh, OK, very cute.
All right.
That's because I'm jaded from having a 6-year-old who makes me watch the same exact thing or tells the same exact joke over and over. But it is endearing and cute. And I do love it, too.
Yeah. Yeah. So anyway, we're at the early stages of that where it's still cute. So, yeah. That's my rapid fire check-in because I want to get to our special segment this week. What do you say?
Let's do it. We're back, and this week's special segment is called 200th Episode Extravaganza.
Woo! Woo-woo!
We had so many different ideas, and we checked in with listeners about thoughts and ideas for this, and they were all amazing and awesome, and some of them we just couldn't really pull together. We wanted to record some Q&A with our kids, and that turns out to be tricky because they just want to make fart noises on the microphone. But we did try each individually on our own to get some sound bites, and we will play that at the end of the segment. We thought about interviewing the dads, the dudes, and that's going to take a little bit more work than we have time for at the moment. So we're planning to save that for a special bonus episode down the road in a little bit. So what we're going to do today is a behind-the-scenes commentary of our very first episode.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to listen back to what we recorded 200 episodes ago, almost 4 years ago.
Wow.
3.5-ish years ago. Mm-hmm. And tell you guys what we were thinking, feeling at the time, any insider info, reactions that we have to what we were talking about back then. Anything and everything that comes to mind, basically. Yeah, Laura?
Yeah. I mean, we haven't, like, this is totally fresh. We didn't sit through and, like, rehearse this. So we're going to be listening to it.
No.
I don't think I've listened to this. I think I listened back like a while ago, but I haven't listened in years at least. So
yeah,
it should be interesting. So shall we get started?
Okay, let's do it.
Okay. This podcast contains explicit language. If you've got kids around, headphones might be a good idea. Okay, so first of all, I just have to say like we had an explicit language warning, which we've completely gotten rid of.
We're like, our listeners know this by now.
They know.
I think we stopped it after episode 5, maybe?
I think so. Okay, moving on.
Hi, Hi, welcome to Big Fat Positive with Shauna and Laura. I'm Shauna.
And I'm Laura.
And we're friends and writing partners who happen to be pregnant at the exact same time. So we started a podcast about it.
This week, we've got our weekly check-ins, and we've got a special segment, What I Googled This Week, where you get to find out some intimate details of Shauna's life. And then we have our weekly hits and misses, our BFPs and BFNs.
Just a heads up, we were still figuring out all the technical details when we recorded these segments, so you may notice that in the audio, but we promise it only gets better, especially once we hit our stride in episode 5. Let's get to it, Laura.
Let's do it.
Yeah, so we added that disclaimer later on because when we recorded this very first episode, we were recording in Laura's car in a parking lot at like 9 o'clock at night after Elle had gone to bed. And our audio wasn't the best. And we wanted like new listeners coming into the show to be like, trust us on our audio, you know, not be turned off like by poor audio. So we recorded that later on. And I don't know what the audio sounds like now. So I'm curious to hear like how quote unquote bad it really is.
Yeah, me too. I mean, when we say we recorded it in my car, like you can't overestimate like how janky it was. Like we were sitting, I was in the driver's seat. Shauna was in the passenger seat. We had my microphone physically between us on like the center console. I have a Ford Escape, like if this helps you visualize, it's a crossover vehicle. So it's like not small, but not big. And we were in the like back parking lot behind a fucking Jimmy John's or something, right?
Jersey Mike's.
Jersey Mike's.
Yeah. You know, I love my Jersey Mike's.
Wasn't there somebody who came by at some point in a van and just started like dumping trash?
That's what I was going to say. In this parking lot, there is a big red like clothing donation bin, you know, one of those kind of things. And someone came by and was just like shoving shit into this clothing donation bin. And we're like recording and just sitting in this car in a dark parking lot. It was so bizarre.
We did it, though. We got it done.
We did.
Okay, let's keep listening.
I am 12 weeks pregnant, so I'm still in the first trimester.
Barely. You're almost out.
I'm almost out. Definitely still feeling nauseous all day, every day. Morning sickness is a misnomer for sure. But the big thing that happened this week is I got the results of my NIPTI test.
Which NIPTI?
You know what that is, right? It's the
non-invasive. Yeah, I thought it was the NIP.
Possibly.
NIPT.
NIPT.
There's no Y at the end of that.
But it's the letter T. Yep. And it's cuter to say NIPT.
Yeah, but NIP are also, it's an acronym.
Yeah, but NIPT's cute. Okay. Anyway, that's what my doctor called it. So anyways.
I'm being super nitpicky.
Yes, you are.
On this one.
So non-invasive pregnancy test. It's where they draw your blood and they can see part of, they can see the, your child's DNA, which was released from the placenta into your blood. It's an amazing technological advancement that they can do this. It's incredible. They check the chromosomes to check for major chromosomal abnormalities, and it came back clear.
Yay!
I was very nervous about that. And it also can check the gender of the baby, which we're having a girl. Which I'm excited about. I already have one girl, so now I'm going to have sisters.
You make really cute girls.
Thanks. Well,
girl,
we did
singular.
It once.
Yeah, you
we'll
did.
We'll see if we can do it again.
She is so cute.
Okay, so you did make another cute one, so that's good. I predicted the future yet again.
Phew. I love how we disagreed on how to say NIPTI.
It's still nipped.
We spent like a good 2 minutes on that.
You can spend another 2 minutes on it if you want. I still think it's a nipped. The interesting thing is that there's recently been like a lot of drama about those tests. Like the New York Times had a big expose about it. Yeah, you didn't see that?
Really?
Apparently,
no.
You know, the main things it's still really good at, like the bigger things it's still good at finding, like Down syndrome and other trisomies, but like they're now screening for all these like little deletions and stuff, and they're a lot worse at actually detecting those. So there's a lot of false positives happening, and yeah, it's like a whole thing. So but that's not what this special segment's about, so let's move on. But if you're curious, look up the New York Times article on it, folks. Oh, also, what's really interesting to me about this and might be to our listeners is that you did not want to talk about your IVF at this point, right? That was still
right.
something you weren't feeling comfortable sharing. So, like, all this stuff about, like, how you got the nipped E or whatever we want to call it, and you found out you were having a girl, like, you already knew, didn't you, that you were having a girl?
Yes.
Yeah.
I did. And I knew that the chromosomes were quote unquote normal already because all of my embryos were genetically tested when they were mm-hmm. about 3-4 days old. And I only got a normal embryo transferred into me. So, but the doctor still wanted me to do the NIPT test mm-hmm. just in case
yeah.
to see. And I say NIPT because that's how my reproductive endocrinologist said it to me. Like, that's how my doctor said it to me. So that's why I say it like that. And so I knew, but they wanted me to do it anyway, I guess, just to double check and still do all the scans and everything. So
interesting. Yeah. Okay, should we find out how many weeks pregnant I am?
Yes.
So yeah. I'm excited about your little girl.
Thank you. So yeah, that's my week. It was pretty good. Yeah. How about you?
So I am at 8 weeks. Mm-hmm. I went and the big thing this week was I went and got another ultrasound. So I had my first ultrasound at 6 weeks. And they said I was 6 weeks, 0 days, and I heard the heartbeat, which was great.
Yay.
You know, and he said, oh, if you had, he being my doctor, who's awesome, love the man, he said that if I had come in a day earlier, we probably wouldn't have heard the heartbeat.
Mm-hmm.
And that tracked right on what I thought. I'm not, like, one of these people who accidentally got pregnant.
Mm-hmm.
There's a lot of data collection in my life. I love data collection, so I was pretty sure I knew exactly the day that I ovulated, and my first ultrasound,
mm-hmm.
it lined up. So I was like, solid data. Data is good. Data mm. works. But then this week, I went in for my second ultrasound, and I was supposed to be 8 weeks, 0 days. Exactly. Mm-hmm. I measured 8 weeks, 3 days.
Ooh.
So I gained 3 days.
Mm-hmm.
What does that mean? Well, I mean, it could mean anything. Like, mm-hmm. I personally think that it's not that accurate. You know, you're measuring something the size of, like, what, a pecan, I think is what my app said.
Probably at that point, yeah.
So, you know, there's margins of error, mm-hmm. right? On top of that, the point is there's two things. One is maybe I'm not 8 weeks, 3 days. Maybe I was 8 weeks, 0 days, but it just measured 8 weeks, 3 days mm-hmm. for whatever reason.
That would
reason.
Mean the baby was just bigger. Growing bigger. Yeah, yeah that and happened, like, to me too, but later on.
And we're also talking, like, we're probably talking millimeters, right?
Mm-hmm.
Or the other thing, which could be just as likely, or maybe more likely, is that I ovulated 3 days earlier than I expected, which still is supported by the data, because it's
mm-hmm.
possible.
Mm-hmm.
We did the deed that mm-hmm. that day.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. And my good friend Sarah actually had given me some of those clear blue ovulation kits, the mm-hmm. like really expensive ones. She had them left over because they worked so well for her. Mm-hmm. She got pregnant the first cycle using them. So mm-hmm. she gave them to me.
Nice.
And I think that might be the only reason I am currently pregnant, because it told me to start 3 days earlier than I expected. So here
Sounds
we are.
Like a good product.
And I have to say, my favorite thing about that was I found out I was 3 days closer to being out of the first trimester, which cannot come soon enough, as far as I'm concerned. Okay, so I am having the strangest physical reaction to listening to this. I feel, like, super sick. Like, I have, like, a visceral reaction to remembering that time. It's crazy.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that nauseous feeling is so visceral. I mean, we've talked about it before, how I can't play Candy Crush anymore because mm-hmm. I played it so much during my first semester when I was nauseous. Can't do it.
Your first semester?
Triggers that. My first semester. Ay, ay, ay. Yes. Trimester.
Okay, so let's keep going. Let's see what else I had to say.
Good point.
I need this nausea to be gone.
Yeah.
Gone. It really is the worst.
It's horrible. It's no fun.
And I alternate between feeling sorry for myself and then feeling like such an asshole, because it's really not that bad. Like, in the grand scheme of things, I don't have it nearly as bad as even some of my friends. Like, I've mm-hmm. never actually vomited.
Right.
But I feel like I'm going to a lot.
Mm-hmm.
Which is unpleasant, and
it's not fun. It's not pleasant.
Yeah, so, yeah, I'm trying to be grateful for the little things, so
Anyway, that's my weekly check-in.
All right. Our next segment is called What I Googled This Week.
Oh my God.
If you have been pregnant, you know how much you are just attached to your phone Googling shit. The craziest stuff about what's going on with your body. That's me, at least.
No, this is going to be horrifying and embarrassing, but I'm
totally.
All for it.
Oh my God, who wants to go first?
Oh my God. I guess I'll go first. Get it out of the way.
Okay.
Okay, maybe this isn't that bad. What I Googled.
Okay.
I Googled a lot. Uh-huh. So actually, this is the cream of the crop, but there was a lot more. But a recent one was best anti-chafe boy shorts with a question mark, because the question mark really made the Google search more effective.
Yeah. So why are you looking for anti-chafe boy shorts? Are you having chafing problems as a pregnant woman?
Well, okay. So here's the thing. I've always been, as they say, curvy.
Uh-huh.
Like, I've always been just above a normal BMI, mm-hmm. and I'm fine with it. Like, I literally, this year, decided that I'm calling a truce with my body. Like, I'm not ever going to try to, like, lose weight to look better. If I want to feel better, I can lose weight,
mm-hmm.
but I'm calling a truce with hating my body. I feel like I've waffled between lots of body acceptance and being far from body acceptance in the past, and I'm finally just being okay with it.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm trying to take that into pregnancy. And part of that is that I've had terrible nausea. I don't even want to call it morning sickness because it's like all fucking day.
Mm-hmm. All day sickness.
All day sickness.
Mm-hmm.
And there's a lot of people who can't eat anything. They have food aversions. I'm the opposite. I want to eat everything. Like, the only thing that makes me feel better is having food in my mouth.
Mm-hmm.
So I've gained, way more weight than, like, you're definitely not supposed to. I think I've gained, like, 8 pounds. I'm 8 weeks pregnant.
Uh-huh.
I've gained, like, 8 pounds.
Okay, so the first thing that I am struck by is the fact that I was, like, talking about weight numbers and stuff, which, like, I won't do anymore. I've mm-hmm. done a lot more reading on body acceptance and fat positivity and all that stuff. And, like, you know, I'm now like, maybe I should go back and bleep those out. Because, like, numbers can be triggering for people. And, like, I can see that even though I was trying to work towards body acceptance and accepting my weight, I don't think I was there yet. If I was talking about how many pounds I'd gained, it kind of makes me cringe a little bit, gotta say. That makes me feel...
Mm-hmm.
Like, poor me 3.5 years ago, I was still struggling with getting there, you know? But it's interesting
Absolutely.
To hear. Yeah.
Yes, true. But also, it shows that you have come a long way, and I've come a long way from that time, too. Like, I've learned a lot about all of that stuff, and God only knows what I'm about to say in my check-in or next. I mean, who knows? But I am glad that we've kind of just become more conscious and aware of that type of stuff.
Yes, me too. I feel like I've realized in the past few years that the title of our podcast, Big Fat Positive, actually is confusing, or not confusing, but it attracts people who are looking for fat positive podcasts.
Mm-hmm.
And even though we're not, like, explicitly a fat positive podcast, like, I aim for us to be a fat positive podcast, right? Like, I want this to be, like, completely size inclusive, a no judgment zone, and also, like, you know, not talking about weights or calories or weight loss or diets. You know, we never ever advertise anything that's even, like, related to weight loss or diets. So I actually do take it really seriously, because I don't want someone to come to our podcast and think that because of our title that we are specifically about fat positivity and then be bombarded with, like, a bunch of toxic shit. So hopefully this first episode isn't too bad. I think we were definitely trying.
Yeah.
Should we keep going?
Okay.
So anyway, the point is that I've always been on the verge of the thigh rub. I have. And you know, when I've been on the heavier side, it's been there. But I've always just been on the verge where I don't need to worry too much about chafing when mm-hmm. I wear a dress. But I've crossed that threshold, I think, and it's okay. I think it's only going to get more pronounced.
Yeah.
And the other thing is that usually I'll wear jeans, so mm-hmm. it kind of, like, you know, you have a barrier there.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm also embracing the, like, flowy cotton dress.
Oh, it's so
comfortable. Like, basically wearing pajamas all day.
Mm-hmm.
I work from home, so I can do that.
Nice.
So, yeah. So I need some
anti-chafing. Listeners, if you have suggestions of your favorite anti-chafing boy shorts, I am, or if maybe they're not boy shorts, maybe it's something else, I am all ears. Send me your suggestions. I ordered some, I think some jockey ones that I think the Bustle had recommended off Amazon.
You'll have to report back on how they prevent the chafe.
I will. Amazon Prime should have them by the end of the week.
Woohoo!
So.
I'm curious. I probably would like them
yes.
too.
All right, Laura, this is your chance to update us.
I know.
200 episodes later. How did they work out for you?
Yeah, those jockey ones were great. I still wear them. I think I've ordered more since then. They're great for under a dress,
oh, good.
Too. You know, you don't get like the panty lines or anything. So, yeah. They're probably linked somewhere, but we'll make sure to link them in our show notes for this episode.
Yes.
For those of you who have been waiting 3.5 years for that report, they worked out great.
Good. Yay.
Okay. Yay. Okay. I want to find out what you Googled.
So what about you? What did you Google this week, Shauna?
I Googled 12 weeks pregnant, nipples hurt so bad. What?
I was going to suggest you read it again because I feel like I laughed over it. But I think the audience got it. 12-week pregnancy nipples hurt so bad. I'm sorry. I don't mean to laugh at that. That can't be pleasant.
It's not. It's a crazy symptom. I forgot about it from the last time, the first time I was pregnant. Especially when anything is cold, like if it's cold outside or like cold AC or like I went swimming with my daughter the other day and like you get out of the pool and the wind is blowing.
Shauna.
Oh my God. I cannot believe I came out the gate talking about my nipples. Like, here's our first episode. Let me tell you about this. Wow, I really went for it.
You did. Oh, and I think that maybe is why like people like us. You know, that's what we just go for it. We're not trying to be cute. You know?
No, I guess not.
I'm talking about my like thigh chafing. You're talking about your nipples being on fire or whatever. Which didn't you later find out that it was like Raynaud's syndrome or something like that?
Yeah, I self-diagnosed myself after lots of Googling. I don't know if I talked about it in this episode, if we're about to hear it. But yeah, basically, there is something called Raynaud's, R-E-Y-N-A-U-D, phenomenon or syndrome or something where blood vessels basically like constrict and cut off blood flow to that part of your body and makes it very painful. And thank goodness it went away after I gave birth because I was so afraid of breastfeeding with fire nipples. Like, that sounded so painful, but it just went away after I gave birth.
Amazing.
So I don't know.
All right, let's see what you were saying about it back then.
It's like, as I found on many of the forums, people are talking about feeling like shards of glass. Yeah, I don't know. They're just super duper sensitive, and it's a really, really annoying symptom that I don't have otherwise in life. And the first time I had it, I was really worried that it would make breastfeeding really hard. Like, oh my God, am I going to be like this forever? And that's a lot of women's fear. But for me, at least it went away by that point. So it wasn't a problem. It's just a weird, like, first trimester symptom.
That's so interesting. It just goes to show that everyone's different too, because that is not a problem. Thank God.
Uh-huh.
I mean, it's not a problem I'm having.
Good. I'm so glad.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm having a problem with my boobs being gigantic.
Yeah, mine are getting gigantic too. It's really annoying. I need to get new bras already.
Yeah, me too. We should talk about that on another podcast.
Yeah, yeah, for sure.
Well, I'm sorry about your nipples. Did you find anything on Google? Did it help?
Oh, no, just forum. People are, you know, half the shit you find when you Google stuff about pregnancy is like forums. So it's like, so a lot of it wasn't very helpful. It's like, put lotion on your nipples and that doesn't really do anything. But someone was like, put a heating pad on your chest. And I'm like, I will give that a try. So yeah, at night before bed, I've just been like clutching a heating pad to my bosom and I feel better.
Oh, hey, whatever works, right?
Whatever works.
Okay, I have zero recollection of clutching a heating pad to my nipples.
Too funny.
Oh my God. Wow, I guess I did.
Yeah. I mean, and now that you know about Raynaud's or whatever it's called, that makes sense, right? Because if it's vasoconstriction, heating pads would actually help. So
yeah. Uh-huh.
Hopefully now that we have 200 episodes out, if people are Googling, maybe our show with better information will come up.
I hope so.
Than like random forums. Yeah.
Yeah.
We are working on getting everything transcribed for our website, so hopefully that'll help with that too.
I hope so.
Okay, so I think it's time for our BFPs and BFNs from our first episode.
Okay. Okay, let's see what we had. I have
no idea.
No idea.
No idea.
So our next segment is another weekly segment that we're going to have every week because there's so much to talk about. It's BFPs and BFNs.
If you've spent any time on the pregnancy forums, you know that BFP stands for
big fucking. Oh, I thought it was big fat.
I always thought it was fucking. Oh. It could be either. Oh, let's say fat.
Okay, yeah.
Oh my God. We didn't even know the acronym. It's so funny to think about. Well, I did, but you apparently had a explicit rated version of it.
I guess. I mean, I had always just seen it as BFP, and I don't know. I am a sailor like that, I guess, and automatically assumed it was fucking. But Big Fat Positive is good too, yeah.
You know, I don't think we had the name of our show at this point, did we? Like, were we
knew we were going to call it BFP.
We did. Okay. So, yeah, mm-hmm. We just didn't. Okay. All right. Yeah. All right. Let's keep going.
Big fat positive, meaning you tested positive on your pregnancy test. Mm-hmm. And BFN means?
Big fucking negative. No, big fat negative, which means you didn't have a positive pregnancy test this time.
And yes.
They are the lifeblood of babycenter.com.
Mm-hmm.
BFPs and BFNs run those forums. So, in a nod to these, we wanted to do our own BFPs and BFNs, where every week we pick a positive and a negative, or a positive and a positive, or a negative and a negative of what is on our minds this week regarding our pregnancies and our lives. So, Shauna, what do you have this week? Do you have a big fat positive or a big fat negative?
I have a big fat negative this week, which is my dog's paws.
Ooh.
My dog's paws.
Oh, Shauna. Well, I love that you come straight out the gate with a BFN, too.
I know. I didn't even try to keep it, like, sweet. No.
Amazing. Okay. What is going on with your dog's paws?
Okay.
I know.
Oh.
I have two cute little dogs, and they're really sweet and fuzzy, but I can't handle the smell of my dogs right now, specifically their paws. Like, they sit on the couch next to me and lick their paws, and my nausea just goes through the roof. I have so many triggers for my morning sickness right now, or my all-day sickness, as we've been talking about, and that's just one of them. The poor little critters, like, I won't snuggle with them. I have to, like, put them off the couch right now, because
They are very cute.
They are really
cute. But they are kind of stinky.
They're stinky.
They're kind of stinky. Like, mm-hmm. Chili was on my lap earlier, and he was breathing in my face, and it wasn't, like, the most pleasant thing I've ever smelled.
Yeah, his breath is bad, too. I would say that's probably in the BFN category this week.
Negatives, for sure.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, that's understandable.
Yeah.
Oh, man, I'm ripping on my poor little dead dog our first episode.
He wasn't dead then. He was just stinky.
No, he wasn't.
I mean, look, we loved Chili. Chili was fantastic, but he was a little stinky.
Yeah, his breath and paws were stinky. His fur was never very stinky, though.
No.
Like, he could go a long time without a bath.
Yeah, the yawning in your face was really like, whoa, okay.
Oh, gosh, poor guy. Oh, man, yeah. Yep, I do now remember that being a big trigger for my morning sickness. Oh, man, this episode's quirky. Okay.
Okay, let's see what I've got.
What about you?
So I've got a BFP.
Yay!
Yay! And it's actually one you introduced me to.
Oh.
Which is diclegis.
Oh, nice.
Oh, which I think that's how you pronounce it.
Yeah, as far as I know.
So diclegis, it's amazing. I pride myself in being very medically literate. Both my parents are doctors to start off with, so I feel like I have like a lot of medical background. There's a lot of medical stuff floating around my world. But I had never heard of this prescription.
Mm-hmm.
Diclegis for morning sickness. I knew of Zofran, which is what a friend of mine who had hyperemesis gravidarium, is that how you say it? Basically, lots of puking, ending up in the ER because you're dehydrated. I think those are the people who lose 5 pounds.
Yeah, they don't eat anything.
Yeah, but then that's miserable. It's not worth the weight loss. So I knew you could take Zofran, which helps you stop puking. But I mean, my morning sickness, all day sickness, was not as bad as that.
And isn't that a higher class? Isn't that a class C? I think.
Like, I think it is.
Yeah. It's not like the first go to.
Yeah, it's not your safest choice, mm-hmm. right? So I thought I just had to sort of suffer in silence, or rather suffer in lots of loud complaining to my husband and to you mm-hmm. and anyone who will listen. But then you told me about Diclegis, mm-hmm. and I talked to my friend who is also pregnant, our friend Carrie, you know Carrie, and she's a pharmacist. And she asked this, I think the same day she asked me if I had taken Diclegis, and she actually told me something really interesting, which was that there's no evidence that it actually has like real effectiveness, that better than placebo, that is.
Interesting.
So women who take placebo and women who take Diclegis in the studies are one, like, have the same mm-hmm. outcomes. But the thing is, she still recommended it to me because placebo is like a really strong effect. Mm-hmm. And I was like, I am willing to, like, I love placebo effect. If it's placebo, I don't care. I want it to, like, I actually truly believe in placebo effect being like a good thing. Uh-huh. So I went and I had a doctor's appointment the next day. I asked for a prescription, got it. And I swear, whether it's my brain tricking my body into being better or whether it actually works, it is a miracle.
Good. I'm so happy.
Like, I'm still sick, mm-hmm. but I don't feel dead. Mm-hmm. If that makes sense.
Yeah.
So,
did you have to ask your doctor for a prescription for that, or did he ever suggest it to you?
Oh, I had to ask. He never suggested it. No.
Interesting. Yeah. I wonder if more doctors are offering it now, or
I wonder
if people are taking it more. Because my doctor at the time, like as soon as I got pregnant, almost the first thing she did was like prescribe that for me. And I had never heard of it either.
I wonder if it's so expensive. Like, at least in the U.S.
Oh, it is?
Oh, God. Yeah. I mean, my insurance covered it, so I had to pay, like, a $10 copay. But if I didn't have to, you know, like, if I wasn't covered by insurance, it would have been, like, hundreds of dollars. It was insane. So maybe that might be his hesitation. I think he even said something like that. Uh-huh. But, yeah, I mean, that changed everything for me, that Diclegis. And I like immediately got it with my second pregnancy with Sebastian. Like, mm-hmm. I knew better and started taking it. Like right away. I wasn't going to wait around for morning sickness. So, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, you did me a solid on that.
Good. And hopefully other listeners have learned from that. Because, you know, I came in hot with my dog paws stink. And then you come in with like the good actual information that can help people. That's awesome.
So funny. It's my hang up is I'm like, Sean is being entertaining and I'm being boring. I like your take on it better.
No, you're not. You're like actually being informative and like helping people.
All right. So we got just a little bit left.
Yeah, it definitely worked for me. I took it through my first pregnancy with my daughter for the first trimester. And yeah, it was a lifesaver. Yeah, I haven't taken it really much this time because it makes me tired because it's one of the ingredients is the active ingredient in Unisom. I'm sure you know that.
Yeah, so it's vitamin B6 in Unisom.
That's basically what it is. You can make your own concoction.
You really can. Mm. Yeah. I mean, theoretically, it's a extended release form of it.
Right.
Which is why they think they can charge so much money for it. And it is expensive. I mean, if you don't have it covered by your insurance, it's very expensive. Mm-hmm. My copay was $40. So maybe try the Unisom and B6 first.
Yeah, but I did that for a little while.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. But it was a miracle. So
yay.
That's my BFP for the week.
BFP!
Yay. And that is the end of our very first episode.
That's right.
Aw, our first episode.
I know. Flashback memories. I think we actually did pretty well, despite a little bit of my body weight talk and some nausea triggering things. I think for the most part, it was a pretty solid first episode.
I think so. You know, it's so funny. It always sticks in my mind is you and I were at a party when we were pregnant, maybe like 20 weeks pregnant or something. And a friend of ours was like, oh, hey, I listened to your podcast. You know, that's so cool. You guys have a podcast. He's like, I listened to the first episode and you guys sound so tired. Like, you really sound like tired moms. It's so authentic. And I was just like, is that a compliment? So I was definitely trying to listen for that as we listen back. And it's like, yeah, I think we do kind of sound tired.
We do sound tired. It might be because we were recording at 9:30 at night in the back parking lot of a Subway, Jimmy John's.
God, I go to bed at 9:30 like these days if I can help it.
Oh, yeah, me too.
Oh my gosh.
All right. Well, that was a fun trip down memory lane. What do you say we take a little break and we come back with some bonus special segments with interviews with our kids? What do you say?
Oh, yes. Laura, we recently had our moms on the show, and it was so fun hearing their stories from the past.
I loved hearing what they had to share about their experiences being pregnant and having young kids. But you know they have so many more amazing memories and stories to share.
Yes, and that's why Storyworth is such a wonderful gift for the mother figure in your life. It's a way to capture those stories and memories for years to come.
And what better time to give Storyworth than for Mother's Day, which is right around the corner. Right now, our listeners can save $10 off your first purchase by going to storyworth.com/BFP.
Here's how it works. Each week, Storyworth emails your loved one a thought-provoking question that you get to help pick, such as, what is your favorite memory of your parents?
All your loved one needs to do is respond to that email with a story. Long or short, it doesn't matter.
You'll be emailed a copy of your loved one's response as they're submitted over the course of the year. You'll get to enjoy their retelling of the stories you already know or be surprised by stories you've never heard before.
After that year of fun, Storyworth compiles your loved one's stories and photos into a beautiful keepsake hardcover book that you'll be able to share and revisit for generations to come.
I gifted Storyworth to my mom a couple years ago, and her hardcover book is a special memento on my bookshelf that my girls and I love to look through.
My mom did one too and included lots of pictures from her childhood, which Sebastian and Augie love looking at.
Give all the moms in your life a unique, heartfelt gift you'll all cherish for years. Storyworth. Right now, save $10 on your first purchase when you go to storyworth.com/BFP.
That's storyworth.com/BFP to save $10 on your first purchase. There's nothing like the feeling of being confident in your own skin. No complicated routine, no multiple step protocols, just simple, scientifically validated solutions.
Absolutely. That's why we have to tell you about today's sponsor, OneSkin. Their products make it easy to keep your skin healthy while looking and feeling your best.
The secret to OneSkin's success is their proprietary OS1 peptide, which switches off the aging cells and has been clinically proven to strengthen the skin barrier and improve skin health markers.
For a limited time, our listeners will get an exclusive 15% off OneSkin products using the code BFP when you check out at oneskin.co.
One of my favorite things about OneSkin products is how easy they are to use. I swear, I've seen skin routines with like 20 steps, but not OneSkin. Just cleanse, pat your skin dry, and apply twice daily.
We aren't the only ones who love OneSkin. OneSkin has over 4,000 five-star reviews, and were recognized by Fast Company as one of the most innovative brands in 2024.
OneSkin is the world's first skin longevity company. By focusing on the cellular aspects of aging, OneSkin keeps your skin looking and acting younger for longer.
My skin tends to get really irritated this time of year, but since using the OneSkin face supplement every day, my skin feels calm and healthy. I've also been using the eye topical supplement, which I really feel brightens up my face.
Get started today with 15% off using code BFP at oneskin.co.
That's 15% off oneskin.co with code BFP. After your purchase, they'll ask where you heard about them. Please support our show and tell them we sent you.
Okay, I will be the first to admit that I don't always prioritize my own wellness. With kids and work, it never feels easy to fit in taking care of myself. But with Allo Moves, I find it easier than ever to do so.
Same. With the Allo Moves app, everything I need is in one place. Yoga, Pilates, fitness classes, mindfulness, and so much more.
If you're curious what Allo Moves has to offer, visit allomoves.com and use code BFP for an exclusive 30-day free trial and 20% off an annual membership.
I love that I can easily find a class that's perfectly suited to my interests and ability level. They offer classes from beginner to advanced, and all classes are on demand, so you can fit them into your busy schedule.
They have high-intensity classes if you're looking to get in a good sweat, and low-key mindfulness classes if you're looking to get centered. They even offer help with sleep, which we all know is crucial for moms.
Ever since I watched The Art of Sleep on Allo Moves, I've been falling asleep faster and staying asleep longer.
One thing I really like about Allo Moves is that they create themed playlists, so it's easy to find content on the areas you're interested in. One of my favorite playlists right now is called Meditation for Productivity.
Ooh, I love the sound of that one. Unlock your personal wellness routine with Allo Moves. Go to allomoves.com now and use code BFP for an exclusive 30-day free trial and enjoy 20% off an annual membership.
That's allomoves.com, code BFP. allomoves.com, code BFP. Okay, we are back and we have some audio for y'all. People wanted to hear from the kids, and Sean and I did our best to get some audio from the kids. It's not the easiest thing, right, Shauna?
Oh, no, it is not.
It's not. But we did our best, and so we cut it together into a little arrangement for y'all, because there's no way we could get them to sit down at the same time in front of the mic and like do a proper interview. So enjoy this very hodgepodge interview of Elle, CC, Augie, and Sebastian.
Hi, Elle. How are you?
Good.
How old are you?
6.
Yeah. Can I ask you some questions for my podcast?
Sure.
Do you know how old you were when I started this podcast?
No.
Guess.
3.
That's a great guess. You were 2. You were like 2 and 5 months or something like that.
Wow.
Do you remember how you felt when I told you I was pregnant with Cece?
Exciting?
Yeah, you were so excited. You loved to talk to my belly and give it hugs and stuff because you were going to be a big sister. What do you think of being a big sister? Do you like it?
I love it.
What's your favorite thing about being a big sister?
That I have a little sister to care for and go to the YMCA with.
Oh, yeah. What is your favorite thing about Cece?
That she's tiny and her hands are so soft and cute and her feet are about a centimeter.
Yeah, she does have little feet, huh?
Yep.
Yeah, little meatball feet. Little snowball feet. Okay, I have a couple questions about myself that I want you to answer. How old am I?
I forget.
Guess.
I don't know.
That's okay. What's my favorite color?
Turquoise.
Mm-hmm. Who do I do the podcast with?
Laura.
Yeah. What is my job? What do I do for a job?
Podcast?
Oh, that's one thing I do. What is a podcast?
You forget.
That's okay. It's a show where people talk and share information. Do you know what my podcast is about?
I don't know.
It's about being a mom to you and Cece. Do you know I love you so much?
Yes.
What's your favorite thing about me?
That you were pregnant.
Yeah. What's your favorite thing about me now that I'm not pregnant?
They make noodles and butter and also cheese.
Yeah.
Noodles and butter and cheese.
Yeah, I love making that for you.
Noodles and butter and cheese. Noodles and butter and cheese. Noodles and butter and cheese. Noodles and butter and cheese.
What's your favorite thing to do with your time? I love that song. It was perfect.
Go to school and go to the YMCA. The YMCA. The YMCA. The YMCA. In the school. The school and the YMCA. Okay. The school and the YMCA.
Is there anything? Is there anything you want to tell the people who listen to my podcast?
I love the podcasters.
Do you want to give any of my listeners some good life advice from a 6-year-old?
I'm excited to turn 7.
Yeah. And do you have any advice for people on how to feel happy and be a great mom?
It's very hard that every children cry when you say no TV time in the morning.
Yeah. What should a mom do instead of say no TV time in the morning?
Go to school.
Okay. Well, thank you so much for letting me interview you on my podcast. That was wonderful. I love you.
I love you too. I love you too. I love you too.
Is there anything you want to say to Laura?
I like your house.
She likes your house.
I'm glad. Thanks. Well, we'll have to have you guys over soon.
Yes. All right.
Honey. I really like your house.
Yeah, she's got a great house.
Bye, Laura. Laura.
She says bye.
Bye. Bye.
Bye, 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 bye.
She says bye, bye, bye.
Bye, okay, bye, bye, bye,
bye, bye. Bye, 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 bye. All right. I'm here with Cece. She's going to do a little interview with me. Okay, first question. How old are you?
3.
You are 3.
Yeah, I am.
Where do you go every day?
To school.
You do? You go to school? Do you like school?
Yes.
Yes. Do you nap at school?
Yeah.
A long time?
Yeah.
What's your favorite thing about school?
Playing with my friends.
Oh, that is so fun. Do you like being a little sister?
Yes and no.
Oh, can you explain that answer a little bit?
Yes and no.
Why do you like being a sister?
Because I like astronomy.
Because you like L and U, that's right. And do you like Mama?
Yes, yes, yes.
What's your favorite thing about me?
Giving hugs, hugs, hugs.
Giving hugs, hugs, hugs. Oh, I love that too. How old am I?
Half of 3.
I'm half of 3?
Uh-huh.
Oh, okay.
And that means you're big. That means I'm little.
Mm-hmm. That makes sense. And what's my favorite color?
Turquoise.
That's right. What's your favorite color?
Purple.
You love purple, don't you?
Yeah, I do.
Yeah. And what's something funny about Mama?
Making silly sounds.
You like it when I make silly sounds?
And
you
lay down.
Let's see, what else?
I'm funny too.
You are funny. Okay, I have a good question. What is something awesome about you?
I'm funny.
You are funny, and you're smart, and you're so kind.
And I know how to swim.
You do. We've been swimming a lot at the YMCA, huh?
And if we can do that again.
Yeah. What's your favorite thing to watch on TV?
Funny Huskies.
You're really into Funny Huskies right now on YouTube, huh?
Uh-huh. I do.
Why do you like Funny Huskies?
Because I like them all day long.
You like them all day long?
Uh-huh.
Yeah. Do you wish you had a husky?
Yes.
What would you do if you had a husky?
Pet them.
Yeah, you would pet them? Mm-hmm. If you had a husky, what would you name it?
Sky and Coco.
Sky and Coco?
Uh-huh.
Okay.
That's the game was on the TV.
That's right.
Yeah.
I have a question. What is my favorite thing to eat?
Food.
Oh, what's my favorite thing to drink?
A glass of milk.
Oh, okay. And did you know that when I started my podcast, you were inside my belly?
Yes.
Yeah. Do you know what a podcast is?
I'm talking.
Talking, yeah.
That's like I'm doing a podcast.
That's right. You're on the podcast.
See?
I see.
That's where the thing is going.
That's right.
Yeah, it is.
Do you think you want to be a mama someday?
Yes, I do.
You want to have a baby?
Mm-hmm.
What will you name your baby?
Coco and the Tay.
Coco and Sky?
Yeah.
Aw. Well, thank you so much for talking with me. I love you so much.
Me too.
Hey, Love Bug. Do you want to do an interview while we get your jammies on?
Yeah.
Okay.
But no.
Look. Okay. So the interview is, it's not a camera, it's a voice memo, right? Okay, tell me, first thing, how old are you?
It's three.
Three? Wow. Do you like being three?
Yeah.
Yeah. Do you know what you want to be when you grow up?
Yeah.
What?
Basketball.
You want to play basketball? You want to be a basketball player when you grow up? That's cool. What do basketball players do?
It's a sport, so gotta get back to playing.
Okay, you gotta go back to playing. What is your favorite thing about mommy?
She's so nice, and she's always
She's always. Farts?
Yeah.
Okay. What is your favorite thing about baby brother?
He always tickles me.
He always tickles you? What does mama's boo-boo milk taste like?
Vinegar.
It tastes like vinegar? Really?
Yeah.
Gotta
get back to playing.
Does it taste sweet or sour?
Sweet.
Yeah. Do you like mommy's milk?
Yeah, it's so yummy.
What is your favorite activity?
Playing video games.
Oh yeah? What kind of video games? Fart video games?
First you got to try to destroy the poo-poos in more of that video game.
Uh-huh.
Gotta tingle yourself up for the poo-poo video game.
Oh, okay. You gotta tingle yourself up for the poo-poo video game. And how do you win the poo-poo video game?
With a poo-poo trophy.
With a poo-poo trophy?
I got special powers. Watch this.
Okay. Watching. Wow. Does the belt give you special powers?
Yeah. Watch this.
Uh-huh.
Watch this.
Wow. I'm watching.
Watch this.
Watching. You goofball. Baby love, I've got some questions for you. Oh, you've got tape on your foot. Come here. Yeah, there's a cat in the book. You want to read a different book?
Dad.
You read The Goodnight Train?
Dad.
The goodnight train gets set to roll. It's being shined and filled with coal. Is there anything you want to say to all your fans? What would you like to say to all your fans?
So much. They're so cute with their little answers.
Yeah, as long as they're not. Everything is for Augie right now.
Love it. Why don't we move on to our BFPs and BFNs?
Okay.
This show is sponsored by BetterHelp.
Shauna, think of all the relationships you have in your life. From parents, siblings, your friends, kids, coworkers, even neighbors. There's a lot of human interaction, which we know doesn't always go perfectly.
Oh, you know I don't have a perfect relationship with my next door neighbor. And I can't change her, but I can work on my own reactions to her and how she treats my family.
Absolutely. Strengthening your own coping skills and setting healthy boundaries in any relationship are important. And therapy can be a great place to work on these types of things.
Not only that, therapy can help you handle stress, deal with burnout, and empower you to be the best version of yourself. Not only that, therapy can help you handle stress, deal with burnout, and empower you to be the best version of yourself. It isn't just for those who've experienced major trauma, although of course it is helpful in those situations too.
I've noticed that doing weekly therapy helps me handle the things that cause overwhelm in my life, like constantly balancing kids, work, and self-care.
I love that therapy helps me have insights about myself that I might not have otherwise. It's always great to get an objective take on what I'm going through.
If you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online, designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule.
Just fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist and switch therapists anytime for no additional charge.
Become your own soulmate, whether you're looking for one or not. Visit BetterHelp.com/BFP today to get 10% off your first month.
That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/BFP. Hey, listeners. This episode is proudly brought to you by LolaVie, an award-winning hair care line founded by the fabulous Jennifer Aniston. You know, hair so iconic, it needs no introduction.
Okay, imagine this. Jen got tired of the same old struggle we all face, choosing between hair products that work and ones that are actually good for us. With LolaVie, that dilemma is history.
We all put our hair through the wringer. Coloring, heat styling, stress, the list goes on. Over time, it takes a toll. That's why it's crucial to have products that not only repair the look of the damage, but also shield your locks from future harm.
Enter LolaVie's bestsellers, the cult classic Glossing Detangler and Perfecting Leave-In Conditioner. These aren't just styling products, they're your hair's new best friends.
And here's a treat for you listeners. For a limited time, you get an exclusive 15% off your entire order at LolaVie.com. Just use code BFP at checkout. I have been using the Glossing Detangler and Leave-In Conditioner, and I love them. I love how soft and healthy my hair feels after using them.
I love their restorative shampoo and conditioner plus intensive repair treatment. They smell so good, make my shower feel like a spa, and never leave my hair looking or feeling dry.
LolaVie's products are naturally derived in plant-based goodness. No silicone, sulfates, parabens, or gluten, and of course, cruelty-free and vegan.
Unlock Jennifer Aniston-approved hair at LolaVie.com. As our loyal listeners, you'll get an exclusive 15% off your entire order when you use code BFP at checkout.
That's 15% off your order at LolaVie.com with promo code BFP. Please note, you can only use one promo code per order and discounts can't be combined.
After you purchase, they'll ask you where you heard about them. Please support our show and tell them that we sent you.
Okay, so we close every episode, even our 200th episode, with a big fat positive or a big fat negative from the week. Shauna, what do you have for us?
I have a BFP.
Yay.
Yay. My BFP are Stomp Rockets. Have we talked about those on the show before?
I don't think we've talked about them, but they are great.
They're so fun. So we got some for the girls for Christmas, and we've used them at the park as a family and stuff, and they're very fun. You, like, stomp on this little balloon, plastic balloon full of air, and it pushes the air into this rocket launcher and sends little foam rockets pretty high up into the air if you stomp hard enough. So that's the idea. You take it to the park or whatever. And the other day, we had a play date at the park after school. We've all recovered from our illnesses and got to meet up with some friends Friday afternoon. And I threw it in my bag at the last minute and set it up at the park. And these kids had a blast. Kids we didn't know. I mean, there was probably like 15 little children all around the stomp rocket taking turns. Like the little 2 and 3 year olds were trying their hardest to stomp and make them fly, and the big kids were making them go everywhere, and they were chasing after them. Like, that's the coolest thing about this toy is the rockets go far away and then the kids have to run after mm-hmm. them to get them, and they get exercise.
Yes.
So it's a big hit, super fun. And yeah, I can't wait to take it to the park again and have some fun with it.
Yeah, we've actually had two sets of these because Augie likes to dismantle the rockets. And I think so do like the squirrels mm-hmm. in our backyard. It's a little bit of a problem. Yeah, they are really, really fun. And the joy these children get out of it is worth it.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Good product. All right. So that's me. What do you got for us this week?
Okay. So my BFP is our friend Amy. We know Amy from storytelling class.
Amy. Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Amy's awesome. She happens to live a block away from me now. Like our new house.
Jealous.
I know, it's great. When I saw it on the map, I was like, wait, that's right by Amy's. And like, when I mean right by, it means that we are on the same block, one street over. And I can walk through our back alley to like get straight to her house. It's awesome. And like, we utilize cool. this a fair amount, even though she doesn't have kids. I do, obviously. And so our lives are a little different, but we still manage to like see each other a fair amount because we like, we'll need things from each other, or mostly I need stuff from her. I've used her printer for things. I have like dropped food and stuff off for her. And so like, I'm trying not to make it a one-way friendship. But
yeah.
Amy is like an amazing cat rescuer.
Yes.
And like, she's dedicated like all of her free time to fostering cats and to do trap and release. And she volunteers at a local rescue, and she's just like the cat whisperer, right? She knows how to like anything cat related, she knows how to do. And she like, when my girl cat was dying a few years back, like she came over and gave her like subcutaneous fluids for me. Like, Amy's awesome.
Aww. She nurses newborn kittens with like bottles.
Yes. Her house is awesome, by the way, because you go over and there's always like litters of kittens, and it's really mm-hmm. fun to visit. But no, specifically, she is my BFP this week because we had an incident with my younger cat, Cal. The incident was that normally when we have like work going on in the house, we put the cats away in a bathroom, like the upstairs bathroom, so they're safe and they can't get out and all that stuff. But we weren't sure exactly when workers were coming one day, and they showed up when we were like out taking Augie to preschool or something, and we didn't have a chance to lock the cats away. So they had arrived, they were going in and out, and we found Magnus, our old man cat, because he doesn't try to escape or anything, but we couldn't find Cal. Couldn't find him anywhere.
No!
Yeah, and we were like, fuck, right? Because Cal does try to get out. And so we look everywhere, top to bottom, under the deck, outside. Like, we're looking everywhere, everywhere, everywhere. Corey's looking everywhere. I'm looking everywhere. Eliza, our nanny's looking everywhere. Like, our contractor's looking. We can't find the cat anywhere.
Oh, my God.
So I text Amy, and I was like, I don't even remember exactly what I texted her about. I was just like, I just needed some advice. Like, should I put out a litter box or something? Like, what should I do? And Amy was like, I'm coming over. I was like, uh-huh. okay. And she was like, do you awesome. Want me to come over and help? I'm like, actually, yeah. So she came over with like a snake camera, you know, like a camera that's like on a long tube that you can like snake yeah. into small places. Like, she came up with her whole setup to find cats that she uses for like trap and release, trap, neuter, release.
Uh-huh.
And she must have spent an hour looking everywhere in the house to find Cal.
Like, where was she sticking this thing?
Well, so in our basement, we have all these boxes piled up and like in corners and stuff because, you know, we have the mm-hmm. renovation going on. So she's like sticking it in there, looking like behind all the boxes, looking underneath the stairs, any little crawl space, sticking it down into the vents that like had the vent cover taken off. I mean, everywhere.
Wow.
She does this for like an hour, and then she like comes out and she's like, I can't find him either, which means he is likely outside and he's probably going to like come back after everything's quiet here. Because they were installing the cabinets that day, I think. It was like fucking loud.
Yeah.
She's like, he's not going to come back while all this is happening at the house. But you should know that cats like generally don't go far. They usually don't cross streets. Like, he's probably right in this vicinity hiding until it quiets down. So your best bet is just to like wait till everyone leaves, and then like go sit on the back porch with his like snacks and like something that smells like him, like his cat bed, and just wait, right? Mm-hmm. So I have to do that. I wait all day. I finally get Sebastian down to sleep, right, 6:30 or 7. Everyone's finally gone. So I'm like, okay, time to find Cal, right? So I go outside and I'm like shaking his treats and I'm like doing all this stuff. I'm on outside. I'm looking under the porch again. Can't find him anywhere. And then I'm like, well, I'm just going to go check everywhere I checked before, right? So I go up to my bedroom and I notice that Corey's dresser drawer was pulled open a little bit. I was like, did he mm-hmm. sneak into Corey's dresser? I look and he's not in there. So I was like, okay. And then I look at my dresser and all my dresser drawers are closed, just totally flush. But I'm looking at it and I'm remembering that like it's tilted back a little bit and those drawers roll shut really easily.
Uh-oh.
And I walk up there and I start to crack the bottom drawer, my jeans drawer. And he just leaps out of the drawer.
Oh, my God.
He was so pissed and like, well, all like scared and thankfully like hadn't peed in there or anything. This cat spent like 7 hours in my fucking drawer, which, by the way, I'm 99% sure I checked. So I don't know, like, if he was somewhere else and then got into the drawer. But
what?
Yeah. The cat was in the drawer the whole day.
Wow.
I know. And so I texted Amy just like a picture of him. I was like, he was in the drawer. She was like, better than outside. Oh, I'm like, yep. But my BFP is Amy because even though she didn't find Cal, she took a whole like hour out of her super busy day to like come over with her like amazing spy equipment to try to find my cat. And that's above and beyond. So Amy, you are my BFP this week.
Aw, good job, Amy. And good job you for finding your cat. I can't believe he was in there for 7 hours. Wasn't he like meowing?
No, not a peep. Not a peep. And like, he doesn't meow a lot anyway, but like, I know he can. Like, it's not like he can't meow. No, he just is quiet in there. Ugh, motherfucker.
He liked it.
I don't think so. The look on his face when I finally opened that drawer was... not happy.
Like, thank God, give me my litter box. I gotta pay.
So listeners, if you've ever lost your cat, just triple check those drawers because I didn't think it was possible. And I know I checked it, but whatever. Anyway, thank you, Amy. And I am, you know what? I want to tack on a little sentimental BFP, which is us. I think you and I deserve a BFP for making 200 episodes of this show. Like, come on. That's a big deal. We should celebrate.
Yeah, I think so. When we're not tired and sleep deprived, let's go do something.
Okay, I'll see you in 10
to
years.
To celebrate.
Okay, great. Okay. in the meantime, let's wrap it up.
Okay. Listeners, do you have any thoughts on our first episode? What crossed your mind as we were listening back and commenting? We would love to hear your thoughts. Laura, where can they reach us?
We are on Twitter, Instagram, Facebook, and TikTok at BFP Podcast. We have a website, BigFatPositivePodcast.com. If you want to send us an email, you can always include a voice memo. Just send it to contact@BigFatPositivePodcast.com. And if you want to join the coolest group of people on the internet, just go to Facebook, search Big Fat Positive Community, request to join, and make sure you answer those membership questions so we know you're not a robot, and then we'll send you straight through to the amazing, amazing conversations we're having in there.
If you love our show, please rate us and review us wherever you listen to podcasts. We'll be back next week with reading another 5-star review. And spread the word. Let your friends know about BFP. Our show is produced by Laura Bierick, Shauna Maiko, and Steve Yeager. Thanks so much for listening, everyone. We love you. Bye.
Bye.